it's good and it's nice. And, you know, what more do you need from a song?
Teeth and a shoehorn.
Yeah.
Rectum. You need rectum in your song.
Yeah, this one completely ignored the optional challenge, which was to be hopeful.
Hope was crushed.
I kind of expected more of those in this song fight. But yeah, after listening to it, maybe I kind of understand why. The song made some daring choices, but some of the musical sounds just have that really queasy sort of thing that just... I do like some songs in this genre, the sort of... gothy industrial sort of sound, but I feel like the song is really trying a little too hard to be unpleasant, and it succeeds in a way that is not cathartic for me. It actually makes me feel a little queasy listening to it, and it's kind of what they're going for, and for some people that is cathartic, so you know, okay, but it was just too much. Maybe if it was shorter it wouldn't have felt like it was a slog to get through. But it was.
I like the clanking sound of the percussion, which I think works well. There's also a glockenspiel that you can hear and some sci-fi sounds that, you know, combine with the distorted guitars, which I think makes for a cool-sounding soundscape. And I think that's where you get the sort of industrial sound there, because there's like a wrench clanking on metal or something, which you hear all the time throughout the percussion.
Yep.
And that's one thing, but like the vocals are also sort of distorted and heavily filtered, and there's some sort of flat notes in them that make them a little harder to listen to than you might like. So I think all of those things combine to make for us less pleasant listening experience. Yeah. So
I mean, like,
it's too many sort of distracting elements for me all at once.
I feel like this definitely was reminiscent of, like, gosh, I can't think of an actual specific band, but like KMFDM and Skinny Puppy and like that era, though those aren't the best exemplars. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I was thinking of like a Tom Waits Bone Machine kind of sort of sound. But yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. So I feel like, you know, there's good music to be made in that genre. I just, it's just too much. Too much of that at once, maybe.
Yeah, I kind of echo all that. The one thing I really have to say about this is that out of all the songs that were just really oblately about COVID-19, this is the only one that like really directly referred to the symptoms and not just social distancing. It had a lot of really direct references to actually failing to breathe, and that was sort of interesting. Like, the lyrics were interesting, but it's not my kind of music.
Kind of like Brian mentioned, I do recognize that it kind of sets you off kilter more or less immediately, but I kind of appreciate that. You know, the talk singing doesn't really do it for me in the verses, and I'm not sure what the melody of the chorus is attached to. So I think it's kind of best to just approach this at face value. I like the layered backing music. I don't like that thumb piano, that it's very buzzy. It's all buzz and no piano in the thumb piano. I thought the lyrics are good, and it's a good effort. A really different approach, and I like people who do things differently like that. I like to hear something new and different, and you know, people who take risks and generate some unique pieces like this. So I was happy to hear it when it came up while I was reviewing and listening you know, getting ready for this podcast and everything. But, you know, it's probably not going to go on a download onto my Zune. So.